It is time to say very good morning to Peter Allam with today's legal chat, and Peter making sure that we are safe, or giving us tips. It's up to us to remain safe, but he's got the tips. And Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, Wayne, morning. Welcome to all our visitors from all over the country that have come onto the Wild Coast. Can I call it that?
Yes.
I mean, the beaches, the restaurants, everything is just full all the way up. You know, going up from where you are situated all the way around past the old office, all the way up to Cinsa West, Cinsa East, which is really lovely to see. The beaches are full. People are walking. So, our chat today just on that couple of things. You know, the first one, let's talk about pets. Pets can be a nuisance. Don't leave your pets at home over the Christmas period. Make sure they are properly taken care of. What I mean by that is don't go on holiday and leave the dog with a whole bale of food there and think that he's safe. Or say, ask the neighbor just to keep a check on him now and then. That's not what you need to do. You need to take him, put him into kennels, or take him with you.
Yeah.
You know, and the same applies when people go off to the beach. I mean, I just look at the various chats that I'm on, the noon watch and that, and you hear dog barking at this home. And then you find that the people have left the dog behind and gone to the beach and that type of thing. You know, that could result in dogs attacking people. You know, so it'll cause huge problems for you.
Yes.
There are various pet sitters on Facebook, very easy to find. There are dog walkers. So you have that option. Also, when you take your dogs onto the beach, make sure you've got a little poop scoop with you, a bag or something. Make sure you've got a leash that you can put them onto, that they don't get out of control. You know, you've got to be careful. I've noted the bigger dogs and the smaller dogs seem to clash for some unknown reason. The small dogs think they can take the big dogs out, and seen water on the beach where they've attacked each other. So, yes, your pets, look after your pets. And it's not only dogs we're talking about. The same applies to cats, to birds, to rabbits, to all sorts.
Yes.
These days, almost anything is a pet and kept by people. So don't get excited and say, Christmas is here, goodbye, off we go. You know, you need to make sure you look after it properly. That's what we got on pets. We go then on to contact with your family. One of the most vital things, in my opinion, is that if you're going on holiday, make sure your family and friends know, one, that you are going, two, where you're going to, and three, how to contact you if anything happens. How many times don't you see situations where people have gone on holiday thinking all will be okay, only to get back and discover that there's been a death in the family, or a sickness, or an injury, or the like?
Yeah.
So I always say make sure, and there's no excuse these days, there's Facebook, there's WhatsApp, there's telephone. I mean, almost every single person has a cell phone these days. They've made them so cheap. So make sure you keep in contact with your family and you're aware where everyone is and what's happening. It's really something that should no longer be a problem to sort.
Yes,
a simple thing. I don't know if you've got any questions on that. Wayne, want to add to contact your family?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, the only scenario I could think of where maybe you wouldn't be in contact is if you're in the darkest, deepest part of the Transkei Wild Coast and there's no cell phone signal. But before you go to that area, you would have told somebody, listen, we're going to Mazepa Bay, and the cell phone signal's there. We've got to climb to the top of the nearest hill to get one bar. So, you know, we might make contact once a day, check in on messages or something like that. But it still boils down to just telling people where you're at and telling them that you probably won't be in contact for most of the time, but you will check in on messages.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that people listening to this, because you've just made a very valid point, which I must add to our things to remember, is that if you are in one of those places, I mean, we have it at Cinsa, you know, I think it's Four Seasons and Queensbury, they have no signal down there. But the homeowners there make a point of once a day going up to the main road to make sure that they can just check and listen to their messages to see who's trying to contact them, what the problem is, and they make their calls for the day. So, yes, something very important. If you are in an area where there's no signal, no towers, and you can get signal by going up the road or something like that, do that. Very necessary. So, yeah, that's your contact with family. Very vital. Deep safety. I mean, the news that you read now confirms East London, 2 drownings already. You know, just the front page of the Dispatch has it. To say that there are already 2 drownings and another person in hospital or something from the same incident. So if you're visiting a beach, please remember to be cautious. The sea is beautiful, but it must be the most wild thing that you need to respect.
Yeah,
it can change in a second. So, you know, when we come to that, we believe in the following as advice to people. Only swim where there are lifeguards on duty and where signs indicate that it's safe to swim. They put up those flags for a purpose. So don't think, oh, I'm a strong swimmer. I can swim outside there. I've been swimming there. Don't do that because you're making life a misery for the lifeguards as well. So always swim between the red and yellow flags. These indicate safe and supervised swimming. Areas outside these these flags might have dangerous currents and tide. So there's a reason why they do it. Alternatively, they put those 2 flags up because they only have sufficient lifeguards to manage that portion of the beach.
Right.
So, you know, you'll find if there are 1 or 2 people on the beach, the flag might be widespread. But when there's a lot of people on the beach so that they can control it and they can keep the vision of the bathers in sight, they will make it a smaller period. So, you know, make sure that that's what it is. And then, of course, you know, surfers and bodyboarders, you shouldn't surf in areas where bait and game fish are running, where seals are present, or where seabirds are diving. So respect that as well. You know, you are outside of the area of the lifeguard, but be cautious. You know, we also don't want to lose any surfers or bodyboarders.
Yes.
So make sure you're safe as well. If you find yourself in trouble, raise your hand to attract the lifeguards' attention and try not to panic, although it's natural that you will panic. So furthermore, if you see somebody or believe somebody is in trouble in the area, in the sea, and you can help, alert the lifeguards. Don't put your own life in danger, though, to go and try and save him if you're not experienced enough or not capable of doing that. So if you see somebody in trouble, make sure that you alert the lifeguards. I am told that most of the beaches do have lifeguards this year, unlike last year. So, you know, feel free to go up and chat to them as well and ascertain, you know, what you can do and what you can't do. You know, don't be afraid if you're a non-swimmer and you're going to wander into the water just knee-deep. No harm in saying to the lifeguard, I can't swim, so if I go into the sea, just watch me. That's what they're there for. They're there to help us. Yeah.
And
if you see...
Sorry, I was just wanting to say that. Yeah, also, be aware of how the beaches change, even during the course of a day with the tides coming in and the tides going out. You know, and just respect, as you said, respect the sea.
Yeah, don't put your life in danger for somebody else as well. You know, it's all very well to be a hero that saves somebody, but if that somebody else is in trouble and 2 of you are in trouble, it makes things worse. So, you know, make sure you know what you're doing if you're going to help somebody. Find a lifeguard, find the, you know, you've got the boats that will come out as well in certain areas, NSRI, whatever they're called. So don't put your life in danger. And then, of course, you know, CPR, sometimes people need help and you've got to do CPR on the person. Don't do it if you can't do it. Make sure that you're aware how to do it because you can make things worse by, you know, you have people who say, oh, that person swallowed some water and he couldn't breathe and we came there and we just blew into his mouth and we got it right. It's not just as simple as that. You know, there's a technique to it. So be careful and make sure you do that. Don't die from tidal pool walls. You know, spinal injuries can come. The famous one is our little Lagoon River where people dive off the rocks on the side. We've had, 6, 7 people that are paralyzed from that. And then, of course, make sure that there are no big waves out there that are too big for you and you can't swim in them, don't take the safer option. Swim in the ocean where the currents are kept at a reasonable speed, and that's why they put the flags up to say that's where you can. Of course, the other one is be careful of the jelly baby stings.
Yes.
You know, they're not nice to get. They are around all the time. And exposure to the sun, your skin, your suntan lotion, make sure, you know, too much sun can actually cause sunstroke or heat stroke and dehydrate you. So make sure you've got lots of water that you take with you to the beach. I mean, I think it was so hot the other day. People were saying that it was unbelievable how thirsty they were on the beach. That's because, you know, there's no, your water drain needs you so high when the heat is up like
that's
that.
It.
So if you're going to the beach, take some water with, take some cool drink with, take whatever you need with. Also, you know, it's so easy these days just to take some snacks with to the beach. Uh-huh. You know, you never know. You get the little kids that go and swim and it makes them hungry, makes them tired. A little nap on the beach, a little bit of food on the beach, a little bit of water on the beach is good. Mm-hmm. So beach safety is very important, and especially to the people that come from inland, you know. I still call them the old Free Staters and Transvaalers.
The Vaalies.
The Vaalies and the Bloemies and all of you. If you're coming here, believe you me, the sea has its own mind and its own doing. So be very, very careful. This is, you know, it's not a case of, you see all the people going into the sea and they're swimming. If you don't know about the sea, don't go into the sea.
Right, right.
And especially if you're alone, you never, ever know what's going to happen. So that's basically beach safety, unless you want to add something more.
No, it's just I think the big one, and, you know, we had a long chat with Greg earlier about it, and that's alcohol on the beaches, which is an absolute no-no.
Yeah, alcohol and cars.
There was a car
that drove on at Nahoon Beach. So, yeah, alcohol and cars are not allowed.
Yeah.
It was the old days when that was allowed. And there's a reason for that. Respect it. You know, what happens is exactly what happened with the car on the beach at Nahoon on the weekend. A little bit of alcohol involved. People thought they were clever, drove down towards the waves, and then got stuck there and couldn't move. So, you know, it's really, like you say, Greg said as well, alcohol and cars, not allowed.
Yeah.
4x4s are not allowed. Certain fishermen have permission. So if you see a car on the beach, don't think you can follow. It doesn't mean that it's a beach where vehicles can go. The position is completely different. Certain fishermen get permission. Mostly not, though, on the beaches.
In fact,
I don't think there's any portion of our beach on the Wild Coast where vehicles are allowed.
As far as I know, none. Even launch sites are very, very carefully restricted for access to the beaches and to the waterways.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to emergency numbers. You know, what you need to know, we're not talking about contact with your family like we did up above. If you're going away and it's a strange place, so if you're coming from Joburg to Sinsa, for example, make sure that you just are aware of the nearest hospital, general practitioner, police services, supermarkets and all those type of things, but especially the emergency numbers, which is hospital, doctor and police. Make sure that you have those numbers so that if anything happens, you know, whilst you're able to sort it out immediately. And you know, something as well which is important, you may be bitten by a snake, so you need those numbers for that reason. You might be allergic to bees. You might have the jelly in the sea that you think you can play with, but it's not what it is, what you think.
Yes.
And you need to get to hospital urgently. That will also save time and a life if you're aware of that. So when you get to the area where you are, ask the community, you know, where's the nearest, what are the numbers? Invariably, you'll find that they're able to give it to you straight away. But always keep the emergency numbers. I always say all homes that hire out for the festive season should have a list on the fridge or somewhere to say these are the emergency numbers, you know, right down to if you need a plumber, call so-and-so. If you need a handyman, call so-and-so. you never know what's going to happen.
Right,
a pipe burst, you know, electricity failure, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was chaos down your way, Wayne,
on Saturday night. Yes.
Saturday night. Fire broke out, and all you saw is, who do we phone? Where do we phone? Where is a fire engine? You know, crazy situation. I'm told they did get it under control, so that's lovely. Nobody injured, nobody hurt. But, very important that, you know, fire services as well is very important. So, you know, your hospital, your doctor, your police, your fire, your ambulance, make sure you've got all those numbers on hand. In fact, that was a permanent, from what I can gather, so somebody who didn't even have the numbers himself, which is sad. Yeah. We should all have those numbers. It's actually something that we must print onto the system, I think, onto our chat.
Onto where to get what service. And I think looking at that particular scenario and the area in particular is we're in a almost grey area between Buffalo City and Great Car and Amatola's jurisdiction when it comes to things like fire. So, you know, while we fall under, let's say, Great Car Municipality, quite often Buffalo City Metro assists when it comes to fire and disasters like that. So, you know, I think that also creates a bit of confusion. But from the authorities' side, maybe we need to ask these questions. Who exactly do we call first and who will respond, you know? Because apparently a fire truck eventually responded from Buffalo City and from Kumcha. But, I mean, Kumcha is 45 minutes away by road. So, these are the questions that we need to ask the authorities to get clarity on.
Absolutely. We need to sort that out. We need to ask our local councillor to put a pack together for all of us. I think she's a lovely lady out there, and I'm sure she'll do it for us.
We must
approach her and ask her to do that. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the other day I had somebody phone me. I don't know why they phoned me and what they thought I was going to do. But they ran out of water at their little home that they have on our coast there near you, and they wanted a load of water delivered.
Right.
And they find anybody that could deliver water. They found various places.
Mm.
They found Great Car. They said, no, we don't do water at the moment. They found East London. They said, you're out of jurisdiction.
Yes. So,
and, you know, a farmer can't just take his boil, fill it up, and take a bowser. It's not allowed these days. Oh, in the old days, you could do that. So, you know, those are the type of things. So there's water, there's fire, there's emergencies, and definitely something we must ask our good lady to see and sort for us, yeah.
Well, because that's very, very important, just to get clarity because of the almost grey area between the different jurisdictions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
then we move on to home safety, if you're going away. Make sure there's somebody to look after your home, like we mentioned, especially your pets. Don't leave them lying in the yard and uncontrolled and that type of thing. It's important to make sure there's activity at the home.
Mm.
These days, I mean, you look at these different watches that people have, area watches I'm talking about, and how often don't you see so-and-so wandering down the street, looking into the yard and that type of thing. You know, little things that people notice. They notice that your newspaper's in the post box and they're like 6 or 7 hasn't been collected, or your mail hasn't been collected. You know, those things, type of things make your home targetable. So be careful. Theft is prevalent during this period. The thieves are out there. They look for homes where they notice people going on vacation, leaving with their car packed, trailers packed and the like. Unfortunately, we live in a world where housebreaking is plotted. A tip-off from a neighbor or someone who knows you're awake can leave you devastated when you return.
Yeah.
Or you find your home ransacked and your possessions stolen. So also, you know, what goes with that, make sure your insurance is in place and properly in place. Don't be caught by the fact you don't have an alarm or burglar bars or something like that. Consult with your broker. Make sure everything is in order before you go.
Uh-huh.
Get him to put it in writing. Yes, my insurance covers me if anything happens. Don't forget that with the law with regard to insurance, it is very, very strict. These days, the insurance companies look for reasons not to pay you. Sadly, that happens. So if you are over or underinsured, you're in trouble. If your insurance is not up to date, you're in trouble. If there are loopholes regarding your burglar bars and, you know, perhaps a burglar alarm and things like that, you're in trouble. Read your policy. You know, so often we just renew the policy but don't realize that they've added clauses or something like that. Some insurance companies have the decency to say, please note that we have added X, Y, Z.
Yes, yes.
Some don't even do that. I mean, you know, be very, very careful. Make sure. That's why I'm still an old fan of the broker.
Uh-huh.
Get to know your broker. Speak to your broker. Get in writing from him what you want. You may pay a little bit more because you pay the brokerage fee. You know, better than getting a rebate is having somebody who will look after you, tell you what the position is with your insurance. Then maybe getting a 4,000 rand rebate, but you've lost 30,000.
Yeah,
you know?
There's loopholes.
You never
that
know what's going to happen to you. That's the same thing. You know, people brag. You see on TV these direct insurance companies. So and so got so much back. So and so saved so much. So and so did that. But let me tell you now that most of those places are the places that we have the most trouble with when a claim is submitted.
Yes.
Be careful. Yeah, that's basically your home safety. Make sure that your home is safe. Make sure your home is covered. Make sure your neighbor helps, or make sure your family comes around. Make sure there's movement at the house. Mm. Very important. First aid kit, something that we all neglect. Make sure your car has a first aid kit. Make sure that where you gain, if you're going to a strange place, that you have a first aid kit. You never know when somebody's going to cut themselves or hurt themselves, or, you know, rather be safe than sorry with a first aid kit. I know they're expensive, but they're worth it.
Oh,
and don't buy a little basic one that's got nothing in it.
Yeah, because that's not really going to help. But
yeah, that's not going to help as well. And then, of course, the last one on our topics today is money, money.
Yes.
This is the thieves that are out there believe. This is when they believe, shall I say, that you're carrying large amounts of money. You know, unfortunately, it seems that most people, although with cards these days, I think it's a lot safer just to take your card with you. But most instances, people think, okay, going on holiday, taking a nice sum of money with, stowed away in the motor vehicle or put under the bed at the home that you're renting. So carry less cash. Get a debit card. It's so much easier to use. And if you're robbed, you can sort it out and stop it immediately.
That's it.
Cautious at the ATMs. Don't go there. And don't go into alleys to draw money. You know, go into big complexes where people are watching you when you draw money. Go where there are people around. I mean, I heard one person once that said, oh, no, he's very safe because he goes at 10 o'clock at night when nobody's around. when it's dark, he draws money. I said,